Hello, I'm Gary Newman. Hello, you're listening to episode 98 of The Sound of Electricity, the podcast that travels from the original new wave up to the modern club scene, always playing the best in synthesizer music. I'm Matthew Holbrook. You've just been listening to Hybrid by Gary Newman from the album of the same name. This was a remix and cover album compilation from a time where new opportunities were coming to Gary Newman. The Crazier single with Rico had reached number 13 in the UK single chart. There had been a successful live performance on the German TV channel Art, and people like Andy Gray and Sulphur were remixing Gary Newman material. The Hybrid album was available in various formats, including vinyl, CD, and CD with DVD. As I compile this podcast, I've just got back from Record Store Day 2024. Notable acquisitions include Ladytron's Light and Magic album on double blood red vinyl, Majeure with early versions of the tracks on the Gift album on single black vinyl, OMD Bauhaus Staircase instrumentals on pitch black vinyl, and also the Junk Culture Companion on blue and purple double vinyl, Soft Cell Nonstop Extended Cabaret on double vinyl, and the Ultravox Stephen Wilson Extended Remix 12-inch vinyl of White China, Man of Two Worlds, When the Time Comes, and A Friend I Call Desire. Next we have the second single from Raven Newman, which is called Here For Me. We had a first single, My Reflection, opening podcast 96.
Running through the taste.
That was Raven Newman with Here For Me, her latest single. We've had tracks from Northern Kind 11 times previously on the podcast, but only one from first album 53 Degrees North. That was On and On back on podcast 3. We'll return to that now with the track Seen the Light. They sounded very like Yazoo during this period, and you could just imagine Alison Moyet's vocals on the track. Northern Kind are on Facebook with 1,000 followers, as well as on northernkind.bandcamp.com. That was Northern Kind with Seen the Light from their album 53 Degrees North. Now for a couple of mellow tracks on the way to our more upbeat ones later. Marianthe from Marceau has a side project called Mellow with three L's, and her recent single is called The One. She's on Facebook with 1,600 followers, as well as on mellow.bandcamp.com. You just had Mellow with The One. Following that, we'll have A Place of Her Own from The Midnight, taken from the Heroes album. We previously had The Midnight on podcast 70 with Sunset, taken from the Endless Summer album. The Midnight have 106,000 followers on Facebook, and they are also on themidnightofficial.com.
Asking for gold.
That was The Midnight with A Place of Her Own from the Heroes album. At the time of compiling this podcast, the BBC had just put out a 90-minute documentary on the Pet Shop Boys called Then and Now, so let's have a track from them. I've chosen the PSB extended vocal version of A Red Letter Day from the September 1996 album Bilingual. The single was the fourth taken from the album and it reached number 9 in the UK chart, while the album made number 4. The Pet Shop Boys have 1.7 million followers on Facebook and they're also on petshopboys.co.uk. was the Pet Shop Boys with A Red Letter Day, the PSB Extended Vocal Mix from Bilingual. Following the 1989 release of the New Order album Technique, the members of the band went in different directions. For example, Stephen Morris and Julian Gilbert went on to a project called The Other Two. That yielded an album called The Other Two and You. From this we're going to have the first single, Tasty Fish, in its pastel mix form. Distribution issues meant this was hard to find and it only reached number 41 in the UK chart. A Tasty Fish EP was available on Record Store Day this year, and the album is coming out again on CD and vinyl at the end of May. The Other Two are on Facebook with 2,300 followers. Just had The Other Two with Tasty Fish, the pastel mix from The Other Two and You. Next it's Mind in a Box with Amnesia from the 2007 album Crossroads. Mind in a Box have 18,000 followers on Facebook and they are also on mindinabox.com. You Mind in the Box with Amnesia from the Crossroads album. Now we have Code 64 with Orbit from the 2006 album Departure. Code 64 have 6,400 followers on Facebook, and they are also on code64official.bandcamp.com. We'll be right back.
Please email promo links to thesoundofelectricity@gmail.com.
That was Code 64 with Orbit from the Departure album. We move on now to Piston Damp with Runaway from the 2021 album Making the World Great Again. Piston Damp are on Facebook with 1,300 followers, as well as on pistondamp.bandcamp.com.
Always the same gear. No one
You've just had Piston Damp with Runaway from Making the World Great Again. Chime was the first single from Orbital, taken from their self-titled 1989 debut album. The single's chart placing was helped by a controversial Top of the Pops appearance. Previously, we had Orbital on podcast 89 with One Perfect Sunrise, and before that on podcast 81 with Dr. Lookout. Orbital have 196,000 followers on Facebook. That was Orbital with Chime. Love for Love is the number 11 UK single for Robin S in July 1993, and taken from the album Show Me Love. Robin S has 11,000 followers on Facebook. Thank you. That was Robin S with Love for Love from the Show Me Love album. Now in our club section, we'll start with Remember the You for Years, the original mix by Suncatcher versus Piz as Docs. This came out in November 2010 on Future Sound of Egypt and is available from Beatport. Suncatcher was previously on podcast 96 with To the Bitter End and has 18,000 followers on Facebook. We'll be right back. You've just had Suncatcher versus Pizzazz Docks with Remember the Youth for Years, the original mix. Steen Grove has another new single out, this time with Trance Classics, and it's called The Rose, and we'll have the extended mix. It came out on the 5th of April on Rasnitzer Music and is available from Beatport. Steen has 16,000 Facebook followers and Trance Classics has 44,000.
Yeah.
That was Steen Grove and Trance Classics with The Rose, the extended mix. Now we'll have Mark Van Linden and Andrew Robixon with Fly With Us, the extended mix. This came out in June 2022 on Vandit Records and is available from Beatport. Mark Van Linden has 25,000 followers on Facebook and Andrew Robixon has 1,000. Mark Van Linden and Andrew Robixon with Fly With Us, the extended mix. Our final main track this time is Flying, the Solar Stone Pure mix from Betsy Larkin's Silver Mine project with Chris Quirido. We had an edited version of this on podcast 24. This extended mix came out in March 2015 on Pure Trance and is available from beatport.com. Silver Mine is on Facebook with 725 followers, as well as on silvermindmusic.com.
I could spend my life wrapped
That was Silver Mine with Flying the Solar Stone Pure Mix. That brings us to the end of The Sound of Electricity, episode 98. Podomatic is a place where the most recent episodes can be found. This allows users on Deezer, iTunes, Google Podcasts and Amazon Podcasts to find new episodes of this show. All 98 episodes of this podcast are archived on mixcloud.com/thesoundofelectricity. This podcast also has a Twitter feed and its own group on Facebook. Please email promos and correspondence to thesoundofelectricity@gmail.com. If you can think of people who would enjoy this podcast, please share a link with them. That's all for this time. Note, I often now work in the NHS at the weekends, but I hope to be able to continue with the podcast running to the usual monthly frequency. We'll now play it with a bit more of Gary Newman and Hybrid.